Hi, in this podcast we will discuss about how can social media help you get a job or actually prevent you from getting one. Social media has become an integral player for hiring top-notch talent. According to a survey of CareerBuilder, 70% of companies use social media to screen prospective candidates. Sites like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter allows recruiters to gather more information about the applicant besides the cover letter and resume. These web portals also streamline the process of job hunting. As social media plays a big part in our everyday lives, recruitment through social media is no exception. Presently, 84% of companies are harnessing various social networks to connect with a large pool of talent. Considering the role of social sites in today's hiring process, it's quite possible that a potential employer can turn you down based on some gaps in your social media profile. Social media presence can either bring some wonderful job opportunities or block your way to success, depending upon how well you manage it. Let's determine how social media help you land your dream job or could actually affect your career prospects. Key ways employers are using social media for hiring. Social media recruiting is not novel anymore. It is an effective source to identify, attract, engage, and hire candidates. With the rise in hiring and turnover costs, employers actively research candidates through multiple online channels to ensure if they have all the skills, personality traits, and qualification needed for the vacancy. Social media gives a true insight of candidate and help recruiters understand their professional expectations. Companies deploy social media platforms as a recruiting tool for the following reasons. A. To find qualified candidates. B. Evaluate candidates' personality. C. Cultivate interest of premier talent in their job openings. D. Build companies' online presence across different social networks. E. Listing job opening positions. F. Background verification or screening of applicants. G. Directly connect with both active and passive job seekers. H. Quicker hiring than traditional recruitment. I. Comparatively cheaper and cost-effective method of hiring. Top social media blunders you must avoid to get hired. Each time you upload a picture, status, or story on your social media account, you leave an online footprint. Your digital footprint matters much, especially when a majority of employers make use of social media for screening. Though companies use social sites to ease their hiring decisions, but most employers end up disappointed due to the red flags they perceive on the candidate's profile. If you want to make a good impression on your prospective employer, you should avoid making these social media mistakes. A. Posting objectionable or inappropriate content. Self-assessment is really important when it comes to sharing something on social media. Everything you post online reflects on you as an individual, so closely analyze your Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Scrutinize your profiles from a recruiter's perspective. In case you find any inappropriate image, video, or status, consider it as a red flag. You should delete, untag, and hide inappropriate content from your social accounts, as a large number of employers claim they have rejected 75% applicants due to this reason. B. Boasting and lying about qualifications. You may get into trouble if there is a huge difference between the education qualifications and professional achievements displayed on your social media and the one written on your resume. Employers discreetly verifies the work experience and education history by evaluating the social media accounts of candidates. Thus, be cautious of committing such a blunder. C. Discriminatory comments. In today's corporate realm, organizations embrace diversity and make hires solely on the basis of merit. Companies are drawn to those candidates who are open to work with people belonging to distinct caste, race, gender, and culture. However, an employer can turn down your job application if you have made or liked any derogatory and discriminatory comment on your social media profile. D. Bad-mouthed about the previous employer or coworkers. Nobody wants to hire an individual who make negative remarks about his former employer or colleague, specifically on social media where a large network of people can view it. This showcases a disloyal behavior and results in the rejection of such candidate. E. Poor grammar and spelling mistakes. It is one of the biggest mistakes that job seekers commit and employers never fails to notice. You may have been using tons of slangs and abbreviations on your social accounts, but from a professional outlook it seems undesirable. Excessive grammatical and spelling errors on your profile creates a poor impression. For instance, if you write your in place of your, this can suggest about your negligent attribute. The recruiting managers may also regard it as a reflection of how you would perform in routine tasks and may not hire you. F. No profile picture. Recruiters may fail to notice an account with no profile picture. Since the hiring agents scroll through hundreds of profiles daily, your use of background image might be enough to prompt interest of the employers. G. Lack of impactful profile summary. Your LinkedIn profile should precisely describe about your skills, qualifications, experience, and what you can bring to an organization, in one go. A haphazard profile won't help you get a job, so make it more compelling by using first-person pronouns, descriptive words, logo of your former companies, job title, relevant keywords, etc. Consider your LinkedIn account as your virtual resume to drive more jobs. H. Being too active or not active at all. Are you always online or it has been years since you last checked your social accounts? In either of the cases, you can lose your prospective job. Recruiters usually keep a track of your online activities, if you are always online posting, commenting, tweeting, and sharing posts. It looks like you don't have any other work in real. You have to maintain a right balance between your work and online activities. Boost your social media presence for more job opportunities. Nearly 47% of employers say that they are less likely to screen a job applicant if they can't find them on social media. Thus, it is essential to improve your social media presence. How to build a credible presence online? Here are a few things you can do. A. Complete and update your profiles. B. Add links to your work samples. C. Enlarge connections with LinkedIn's recommendations. D. Be more engaging and active on social media. E. Create your personal blog or online professional portfolio. F. Share informative material. As the above remains the most popular choice of recruiters to hire candidates, it is utmost important for you to have active accounts on these platforms. Conclusion. A solid online presence can help you get remarkable employment opportunities. The hiring managers look for several red flags in your social media profile before giving a job offer. Hence, it is indispensable for you to ensure that the information on your social profile is valid and matches your resume. Reform your presence on social media and delete any inappropriate, derogatory photos and posts to attract potential employers. For further interview preparation, contact our staffing experts. Anytime you want to upgrade your skills and need a helping hand to enter or re-enter the tech workforce with high-demand tech skills, reach out to us. Since 2010, we have helped thousands of job seekers achieve success in the technology sector. Synergisticate's career-oriented training programs guarantee fast-paced, quality tech education, preparing you with top-notch skills for coveted tech roles in the industry. Reach out to us. Synergistic IT, home of the best data scientists and software programmers in the Bay Area.